What do you mean you've been ready for half hour, mate? You don't get up till 11 o'clock
most
days.
Mate, what time did I message you this morning on the road at?
8:30.
Three cars done this morning, over here by one.
You was all proud of yourself.
I was very proud of myself.
8:30, look at me up on the road early.
Well, 10 o'clock is the normal starting time for what I prefer to be at the first job.
Good. Let's make a start.
Let's go.
Welcome to the Clean Car Collective. Harry, stop liking me laugh.
I'm not.
What?
I'm not.
Why, mate?
Grow up.
Listen, we're joined today by Harry from Auto Perfect. And
how
also
are you guys?
Zerk.
All right? All right, Chris? How are you?
I'm all right, mate.
That's good.
Good. So what's happening?
Well, not a lot, mate. Three cars done this morning, up early, over here.
Yeah, I know.
By 1 o'clock, and doing this by 3 o'clock.
I mean,
what more could you want?
Just like a full day and everything.
Madness, isn't it? You keep him here till 4 to make sure.
Because 4 o'clock's a full day.
Yeah. Well, it is, isn't it? If you work from 8.
It's a good start. It is a good start. So thanks for joining us. I know you've been itching to have a go at this for a while.
I've been avoiding it for a while. You finally dragged me upstairs.
Well, yeah, I don't know where to take that, but...
I'll let you finish it off.
Perhaps I... Mate, there's so many innuendos straight in that first opening line. I'll take you upstairs. I don't know where to start off, and I'll let you finish it. Right? It's just all wrong.
Mate, you led it that way.
I'm not even going to edit that out. That's staying in.
Fine on me. It's just how people's minds are.
Yeah. If there's any...
If they're normal people, they wouldn't think anything like you just did.
Yeah, but I'm not normal.
I know.
And neither are you. So
clearly.
What a pair. Awesome. What are we going to talk about? Let's talk about Wax Stop first.
Let's go.
Because you were there. You were kindly helped us out on several fronts. One, your little Peugeot 205 GTI.
Yeah, looked great, I have to say. Fair play.
It looked all right. The day we pulled it off the trailer.
When it first arrived, I thought, Chris is not very happy with me at the minute. Time to go home. There's the keys.
You didn't stick around long, did you?
I did. I said for the day, I helped you wash it. Well, I said I helped you wash it. I looked at you washing it and went, big help.
good wash technique. Well done.
Well, mate, no scratches on that when it first arrived. Immaculate paint.
You nearly made me swear then.
That's the goal.
That's not the idea. It's not what we do. So, it was a good event.
Good weekend, wasn't it?
We had a giggle, didn't we?
We did have a giggle, mate. We angered everyone else at lunchtime on setup day.
Mate, when you decided to go out and get the pizzas delivered by Uber Eats, what a stroke of genius that was.
I know, everyone was hungry. Everyone was hangry on our stand at that point.
Loz was
very hangry.
She'd openly admit she gets very hangry.
Jake was saying he was hungry, having a little moan.
He's worse than Loz when it gets to hangriness.
And I was like, Jesus, I bought the food, saved everyone.
Yeah. Passing out the loaves and breaking bread and feeding four of us with two fish.
Everyone else in there was starving, giving us the deaths as we walked through. But
three bloody great big pizzas. it was the cider that tipped it over the edge, though, wasn't it? That was funny.
Yeah, we did have a good... Started at 1 o'clock, didn't we?
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
So, for those of you that weren't part of the setup day at Waxstock and just visited on Sunday or didn't go at all, Saturday was setup day.
Yep.
We rocked up at, 11, half 11?
Yeah.
Unloaded the car, got the van backed in, started building the stand,
etc. Got evacuated
because a fire alarm went off twice. So, amongst all of that fun and giggles... We set up and built our stand, which was good. And then we all started getting hangry.
Yep.
Harry gets pizzas delivered. We already had a box of ciders with us. We have a cider with our pizza.
Yeah.
Finished the stand off and then was like, well, I'll have a walk around. So I left Harry on the stand. I got halfway across the show floor to get... I didn't get rugby tackled.
I think you got told off, didn't you?
I got a little bit of a... You can't be in here with alcohol. to which I replied, there's a bar over there. Yeah, but it's set up day, it's no alcohol. And in fairness, it wasn't Waxstock people.
It was Rico Arena
staff who had not admonished me quite severely.
Yes, you did get very tired. You came back with your tail between your legs, didn't you?
And no cider, which I had to ditch. So gutted. And in between that, unbeknownst to us, what happened to you?
Little bloke attended, didn't he? Attended our stand. Me and Jake stood there. Decided that we weren't allowed alcohol in there. So we said, all right, we'll bin it. He said that his manager had just told someone off quite severely for having alcohol, to which you were being round the corner again. Looking very upset.
Upset. I was just shocked at the veracity of the admonishment.
Well, as soon as he said it, I knew it was you he told off.
I don't think that's fair to make that assumption.
We were the only ones who had food and cider.
That is true.
Everyone else was dying.
But it was quite funny because the chap from Dodo Juice was well happy when we gave him a cider.
Yeah, we gave him a cider, didn't he? He got told off as well, didn't
he?
I think so.
I don't know. So that was the first bit of fun that we had, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a good day, wasn't it? Setup day was good.
Then we realised we didn't have any wheel cleaner on the stand.
No, that was a bit of a drama, wasn't it?
Wow.
We sorted it, though.
We were like, where is it? Three pallets of stuff. Where's the wheel cleaner?
I have to say, though, it was stressful in the morning setting the stand up. But once we started getting things in shape and the stand took form, it was very... Looks all right. We didn't have to move it around 10 times.
No. Well, we'd already planned
once
for
that. Once we decided, bang, it was there.
The stressful part was watching you and Jake try and put up those things.
Look, the first one took a while.
First one took you 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it was complicated.
It's a four-shelf...
It was flat pack.
A four-shelf unit.
Yeah, but everyone knows flat pack is hard.
2.5 hours.
I think you've over-exaggerated that.
It felt like 2.5 hours.
It went up in 2.5 hours, but we had to take it down 3 or 4 times because we put the legs on the wrong way.
Have you know that we've used those now in the back of the van?
I know, I did see.
And Loz and I built that and installed it in the van in 45 minutes.
That's because we showed you how.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the benefit of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair enough.
It does look smart, the van, I have to say.
Yeah, it looks all right. It won't do next week when it comes back from the body shop, will it?
No, you'll be machine polishing the roof again.
I'm not doing a roof again.
Never.
So that was that. And it was back to the hotel, wasn't it?
Yeah. Had a little chill out, didn't we?
Couple of beers back at the hotel, bit of a chill, quick shower change.
Yeah, then off back to the Rico for the meal, wasn't it?
Yep, which of course was, you had to enter, because they're doing refurb, you had to enter via the casino,
wasn't it?
Which was entertaining on its own because Jacob is only 16, so can't go in via the casino, so he felt like a second-class citizen and was escorted, like a proper segregation type
thing. Well, it wasn't just him escorted, was it?
I went with him because, you know, from a moral standpoint as his parent, I didn't want him walking off with a complete stranger for a three-mile walk around a bloody stadium.
Yeah. Well, I think by the time you'd done that, me and Lorraine had walked through the casino. She'd stopped me going into the casino.
Good plan.
We got a drink.
Yep.
And we finished our drink. And then you turned up coming through the back entrance.
Yeah.
It looked like you snuck in.
Honestly, you know when you see the show, you know when you see like backstage rock concert things?
Yeah.
Like where the artist comes in through the back door and they...
It was you.
That's what we felt like. and then... So yeah, we got there. You'd already had a drink. I had to order a drink.
Yeah.
No, I had one on the table, in fairness.
No, yeah, Loz did get you one.
She
didn't
did.
She?
She's a good girl. And then Jake with his special...
Special wristband. Yeah, he did get given a little coloured wristband, didn't he?
Yeah, had to sit there. Just to denote who
and
he was.
And weren't they watching him?
Weren't they just?
Yeah, prying eyes.
Mustn't have a glass of wine with dinner.
I think if alcohol went near him, he'd have been taken out.
I think the whole place would have just... It would have gone into meltdown.
The one security guard would have come in.
Yeah, there was more. There was one at the door.
0-60, he'd have been there.
Mate, yeah. They were all, yeah. So, yeah, it's like Fort Knox.
It was, yeah. It was very secure.
Apart from that, it was
great evening.
Great evening. Inside the room was good fun. There was some. We was on
a few drinks.
Nice table. We were Danny from.
Danny from Royal Flush.
So
lovely
that
bloke.
Was good. That was good.
Royal Flush was on our table, yeah.
Yeah.
And Garage Therapy, they were there.
Yeah. Nice bunch of guys as well.
We had a good table, didn't we? I think we were very lucky.
Yeah, we had a bit of fun, didn't we?
With the wine as well. Now, I'm not a wine drinker, am I? But
by all accounts, you're not a drinker at all.
Well, I don't know. Pub Friday night.
Was it a bit strong?
Oh, the wine, mate.
Would you want it on Friday?
No, not really.
No.
The wine was strong. You all liked it.
Standard wine.
£8.68 a bottle.
Yeah, at normal price.
Yeah. Probably £50 in the casino.
About that.
So yeah, good night. Went back, didn't we? Back to the hotel, and then it was...
What a taxi journey, Uber journey home. Big shout out to the guy who gave us a lift back from Uber.
Mate, great bloke, five-star review.
It's been, five-star review plus a tip.
Oh, mate, he was amazing. He put the world to rights, didn't he?
Do you know what the funniest bit was? I'm just going to take you down here. I'm not going to charge you anymore, but let's finish this conversation.
Yeah, he went on a little reroute. Made it about 2 mile longer. The worst thing was, the whole that journey, mate, I was dying for a slash. And I was like, when he said that, I was thinking, mate, the hotel's there, just go.
Yeah, just take me back.
But
we won't repeat
what was said.
No, it's certainly not broadcastable.
Lovely bloke.
So that was that.
One of the best. then it was kind of back to the rooms, wasn't it? We had another drink in yours. You nearly fell asleep. And then...
I did.
Yeah. And then we did. We all went to bed, didn't we? Back to the hotel rooms. Breakfast the next day.
That was funny.
Yeah, little Jake.
Yeah. See, this is the inexperience, you know.
Yeah. So, what time did you say? Was it 8 a.m. or 7 a.m.? I can't remember. No, it was 8 a.m., wasn't it?
Yeah, the message to Jake was what? Wasn't it? 8 o'clock for breakfast. Be ready to go straight after.
Yeah. Yeah, so I said to Jake in the room... Are we leaving bags here then? And he says, no. Dad said we need to be ready. So I was like, all right. So we go down. You and Loz are scranning your breakfast and your coffee. You've basically finished. Me and Jake turn up with our luggage ready to go.
To which I said, what are you doing with all your baggage, you nutters?
Well, you said, be ready. It was Jesus. And then, so me and Jake went to get our breakfast. Now, you know plates you get? You get a normal size plate, don't you? And then you get like a small plate for your toast and stuff on the side.
Side plate.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, the only place Jake could see were these side plates. Well, this must be up. So we start plating our breakfast up fine. Get halfway along. There's hot plates under a cover. Didn't see it. Came back to you.
Yeah. Tiny little plates stacked up with food. The funniest.
Everyone
thing.
Looking at us.
What are you doing? You might as well have got a big plate, sir.
Yeah. But no, it was a good time, wasn't it? Then on the road, stressful on the way there. Got stuck in traffic on the motorway, didn't we?
What, for animals on the road or some nonsense?
Yeah, some horse on the road.
I don't know. So that was that, and then we got there. We got there in time.
Yeah, we did. We had plenty of time, to be fair, didn't we?
So, yeah.
Straight in.
That was funny.
I know, it opened, didn't it? About 5 minutes into opening, they filtered round to us, and we're quite busy for the morning, weren't we?
Yeah, the morning really was busy. Exceptionally busy, yeah. Yeah, it was good.
We did our lunchtime pizzas again, just to feel smug.
Why not?
Yeah. And then...
No ciders, because it was a long journey home.
And told off for that. Hmm. And then, afternoon, died down a little bit, didn't it? People started going out. I think it was Jubilee weekend, wasn't it? So I think that a lot of people were with family or away, and... But still, good turnout.
Yeah, nice day.
Sold a fair bit of stuff, didn't we?
Did. Got a few detailers signed up to our network. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got some good feedback from our guys who'd been round and had a look at some of our competitors.
Yeah.
So,
it was good. Everyone was friendly, weren't they? And
yeah. We had a giggle, didn't we?
Yeah, it was good fun. And straight back here, wasn't it, after?
Well, after the breakdown and then...
Pack up.
That's always the worst bit.
It's the dread of, well, we started like an hour early. We started putting small things back in boxes, didn't we? And throw it in the van. That'll do.
That'll do.
To be fair, though, we did pack down properly, didn't we?
Yeah.
We didn't just launch it in.
No. Right? Well, because we had to empty it when we got back here as well, didn't we?
Quickly emptied it and then...
Do you know, Loz and I thought we lost a whole box of sea clears.
Did you?
Yeah, we couldn't find them.
Is that because you couldn't see clear?
Oh.
Oh, come on, do it. Hey, there you go. Yeah. That was the worst one I've ever done.
That was bad.
I'll take it, though.
The sea clears, that was hard.
Because, where were they?
Well, they were here, but they were, all of those scratch and gone kits. Hello?
Who's that?
This is Duke's Hazard turning up. Just dropping off Daisy Duke. And it was a good event, I thought, all in all.
Yeah. Good weekend away, wasn't it? And met some great people. Yeah. Got the connections and
What have you been at since then? What have you been up to? Apart from sleeping and recovering, because that's what I did.
Mate.
I tried.
Took a couple of days, didn't it?
Yeah.
It was bad.
We had to go to Bolton on a Tuesday afterwards.
I know, yeah.
There and back in a day.
Knackering.
Yeah.
No, so weird one. I've been doing tractors, a lot of tractors recently. Tractors. The Three Counters show.
Nice.
This weekend. So there tomorrow, prepping a few tractors for a place. So yeah, a bit different.
Fun and games.
Yeah. I mean, they're easy. They're big, very big, but easy to do. It's still plastic, isn't it? So it's just wiped down and, yeah, it's a tractor. It's a tractor, isn't it?
A tractor.
I don't know what more you can say. No, the people are doing for a really, really good. They understand it's not going to look brand new. You're never going to get rid of everything, all the marks, etc. Very different mindset to what people have when they want their car cleaned. They sort of know that it's a tractor. It's used as a workhorse, and that's what they are, isn't it? So
Yeah.
No, they come up really well, to be fair, as well.
Oh, so the images I've seen of what you've done look great so far, so.
No, I do enjoy doing them. Something different, isn't it? It varies it up a little bit, because you get very used to just doing a car.
Yeah.
And it's repetitive until it's something special.
We did a tractor unit for a friend of ours, a John Deere, but it had the old crawler-type tracks on it.
Yeah, oh. Nightmare of it. I haven't had to do one of them yet.
But we polished up the paint on single stage paint on it as well. So it came up really well. Yeah, and then nano glazed it just to tidy it up.
I'm waiting for the combine harvester. I'm waiting.
Done one of them as well.
I'm dreading it.
Mate, they're dusty.
Yeah, they're big, aren't they?
Big and dusty.
Huge. Yeah, well, I am dreading one of them, having to do one of them. But no, the show should be easy. So being there most of the week, cleaning them up. Had a couple in the other day, so off to the show tomorrow, tyre black them, bit of exhibition plus on them, do the glass, and that'll be about it.
There we go.
The weekend, yeah.
How are you finding things at the minute? Busy?
Yeah. Well, you say that. No, I am. I'm busy. I'm not struggling for work. I'm getting bookings, etc. But I think with everyone's money sort of tightening the purse strings at the minute, it's I'm losing the valets as such.
Yeah.
You know, the people who just want their car, oh, I want it valets or just something small, quick valet. I'm losing them. I think people are now going, I'll just go and pay a tenner up the road. Obviously, I'm not going to entertain doing a car for a tenner. That's not what we do.
No.
Struggling with the valets a little bit. I've put some offers out, got a few interested, but nowhere near as much as I did do. But I think with the price of everything going up, it's got to be expected, hasn't it?
Yeah, so, people are tight on the purse strings, aren't they?
But no, I'm quite lucky that I've got the tractors in that sense, because they're sort of
tractors coatings,
filling in all the work. Yeah, that's the thing.
Paint corrections?
Little bits, not many at the minute. Haven't had one for a while. Got a few booked in though. Got a Range Rover Velar in for a ceramic coating. Got an SVR to do. Get that down here.
Nice.
Got a Morgan in as well.
Tom at TH did one like those the other day.
Morgan's?
It? Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, a little three-wheeler one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so the one I think it's plus four, which is their sort of standard.
Yeah, they're nice them.
Yeah, nice car. I looked after it at Blenheim Palace at Salon Brieve last year. So the bloke contacted me recently. So
Salon Brieve?
Yeah, you know, rolling in those clubs.
That's the kind of guy you are.
Yeah, mate, I wish. I wish I had the money to spend for places like that. But
mate, we know about you. We know about your potted history and your background, right? We know.
Where the money comes from.
We know what it's all about. And we've had this conversation before. Don't start playing that card with me.
I don't think I've got the money selling pre-van. That's just a different level. I mean, when they're selling helicopters and boats at a car show, that's when you know it's
different.
Yeah. One day.
I'm winding you up.
We'll be there.
It's coming in. Curry. Right, let's talk curry.
What do you want to know, mate?
So, I want to talk curry because I sent you a photo the other night of me cooking.
Yeah, so... Oh,
which you kind of lambasted me a little bit because I'd used pre-made fucking meatballs. Excuse my French.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to have to bleep that out.
Yeah, you are, because that's very immature.
But homemade the sauce.
I was impressed with that.
Yeah. Well, you'd have been more impressed if you tasted it.
Well, maybe, but I wasn't there.
No.
But curry it is.
And then you were talking about curries, and I sent you a list of my favourite curries.
I was impressed.
Genuinely?
I thought it was going to be a korma.
No.
Looking at you, I go korma sort of.
What do you mean, looking at me?
Well,
Listen, don't go
down
the road.
Let's not go down the route on a podcast, mate. Not where there's evidence of what we're saying.
Yeah, right.
Well, not... No, I thought Cormor sort of guy. Or Vindaloo. I thought he could be a typical Vindaloo. Vindaloo sort of guy. I'm not going there.
Careful. You could see Harry now with his head in his hands going, why did I say that? You're going to be a typical... Right. No, I'm not. Right, try not to bang the table, mate.
Mate. You're I'm not
giving someone in the car listening to this.
Right, so just move on. So have you been busy with work?
Curries, right? Yeah, let's talk curries.
So yeah.
I like a pathia.
Yep.
Or a pathia. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Pathia, yep. Which is sweet but hot.
Yep. Now I am impressed.
That's a good curry.
So we do a prawn one of them, homemade.
What, pathia?
Yeah, very nice. Or chicken. You love chicken. Yeah,
I'm generally chicken.
Yeah. Sag paneer. Everyone loves sag paneer.
I like a sag paneer.
Yeah. Rajasthani chicken. You've never had that.
I've never had. Tell me about some Rajasthani. What's Rajasthani chicken then?
Well, it's a bit spicy. Not too much, though. But it's like, I don't know, because I don't make it. I just eat it. So I don't know what goes in it, but like it's very nice.
Right,
it looks like a korma sort of colour.
Right.
But it's got some heat to it.
Right, so it's a wet curry then. As in, like, a sauce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
don't
not
giggle
dry.
At me when I say it's a wet curry.
No. It's a wet curry.
Well, you can get like chicken.
Is that what you do when you go to the Indian restaurant?
I'll have a wet curry.
Can I have a wet curry with chicken in it, please?
No, you can get dry curries.
Yeah.
Come on.
And wet curries. No, so I am going to have to bring you some, aren't I? We're going to have to get my dad to make some curry for you.
Mr. Sarkis.
We have been saying this for a while that I'll bring you curry.
I'm just kind of why I'm documenting it.
On the podcast this day.
On this day at this time, you promised. So yeah, pathia. So, I like those.
Masala. I do like a masala. I know that's not...
It's hot on masalas. I mean...
Homemade chicken tikka, though.
Chicken tikka I like.
Lamb kofta.
Danzak.
Yeah, Dad likes a Danzak.
Buna.
Yeah.
A bit more mild, isn't it?
You said about biryani, didn't you?
I like a biryani. But only now and again.
Yeah. Only when you're feeling it.
Well, because it's just rice, isn't it? So that's a dry
that's
curry
with
rice.
Yeah. See, I'm not massive.
I'm
there.
Not...
You are cultured, aren't you?
No, I just like curry.
Do you like Chinese? What's your Chinese order? Go on.
Oh, see, we're quite samey with Chinese. It's like the
chicken
usual.
Chicken balls,
isn't it? Chicken sweet. Yeah, sweet and sour chicken
balls. I'm with you on that.
Egg fried rice.
Yes.
Chicken chow mein.
No, Singapore chow mein. Ooh. Mate, you've got to get Singapore chow mein. It's got the heat to it.
I quite like crispy chili chicken.
Yes, or salt beef. And chili chicken.
Salt and chili ribs.
Oh, no, you're wrong one.
What's salt
can't
salt
have
chili?
Ribs. Not
why?
From Chinese.
Yeah, salt and chili ribs. They're banging.
No, but there's no meat on it. It's just a bone you get. You literally get into some
bone. Depends where
some
you
sauce.
Go, doesn't it? Seaweed, obviously, crispy seaweed.
Yeah.
Is
this just for you?
For me. Hence why my t-shirts don't fit. If I feel a bit flush.
Yeah.
Half a duck and hoisin sauce and pancakes.
See, when I went to China, I had duck over there, and I won't eat it over here now because it was amazing in China.
Yeah.
And they've never got it right over here, so I won't eat it. It's
different completely, isn't it?
Yeah. Like our Chinese food, you wouldn't get it over there. It's just...
Well, you said it. I went to a Chinese restaurant in Glasgow once, and it's a bizarre place. It's on one of the main... I can't even remember what it's called.
Hmm.
New Moon or something, I think. And it's like... to look at it at the front, it's like... You know the small news agents with the bay window and then the door to the one side?
Yeah.
It's a bit like that at the front.
Yeah.
But then as you go in, it opens up into this
huge
labyrinth of a place.
Yeah.
But it's also full of Chinese people. So you know it's going to be good.
Yeah, if they're eating there.
Right, And we ordered a whole, like more or less a whole duck by accident for the duck. But they come out with the big pieces of skin and everything.
Oh,
it was phenomenal. But we literally gorged ourselves just on duck and pancakes.
They are nice though, aren't they?
Oh, it's the best. Hoisin sauce.
It's hot pots they have as well, don't they?
Yeah.
Water and they just throw all sorts in there.
But we were talking about curry, and you've kind of diverged
into curry
a
over to Chinese.
Like it's a car care detailing podcast.
We're going around the world,
and we're now into culinary expertise. Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay, get on it!
Get him
on the podcast. Gordon.
Yeah. Boy Ramsay.
Yeah. No. So,
which compound would you use on this?
Yeah. What pad are you using? DA rotary? What are you feeling?
What are you feeling? Yeah. Oh, we didn't pan a white that right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your favourite curry then?
Mate, I have to say Rajasthani. Or lamb koftas. I do like lamb koftas.
Well, the little kebabs.
Yeah.
It's not really curry though, is it?
No, but in a curry sauce. Mm. It's very nice. Mm. Yeah, no. What's your starter? If we're going starters.
Yeah, the little chicken tikka is a starter.
No.
Yeah.
Dry.
It's nice though.
No, prawn patty and puree.
Yeah, see. We've got to go out for curry. Guess where I'm going Saturday?
For a curry. Oh, yeah. Mm. Where?
Chipping Norton. Big shout out to the Cafe La Rage and Chipping Norton.
Hang on, it's not an Indian if it's a cafe as well.
It's called Cafe La Rage. It's a proper Indian restaurant.
Oh, is it? It's
they're really good as well. Oh, nice. Okay. We've been going there since as long as we've moved up here. There's good curry.
Oh, nice.
Nice little place.
Yeah.
Good service. Food's good. It's got me salivating thinking about it already.
Mate, we should be talking about car cleaning here.
Yeah.
So
if you got curry sauce, right, and you spill it on your carpet, what are you going to? Segwayed.
Mate, I like it. You know
get
what?
Me.
I'll let you do your sound effect. Go on.
Yeah, go on.
Go on, mate. Do it. There you go.
Nice.
I'm grabbing the drill brush out.
Drill brush.
So I'm going to wipe it first. Grab the drill brush out. Bit of fabric cleaner, HD fabric cleaner. Get it in there with the drill brush.
Nice.
What about you?
Straw first, because I like curry sauce.
Lick it up.
Well, it's because it's the oils in it that causes a lot of the problems.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it's a naughty, naughty stain, perhaps hit it with some Master Cleaner Plus first.
Oh, okay.
A bit more aggressive.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, HD fabric.
Yeah. You pulling out your drill brush?
Not really. I mean, if it's not so much. If it's in there, it's going to be steam.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, we're going around what we can use the product for. Bead Magic. I know you've got an amazing use for Bead Magic as well. Well, Lorraine has got an amazing use for Bead Magic.
Yeah, go on.
In your bathroom.
Lorraine's, the shower curtains.
Yeah, Bead Magic.
Well, not shower curtain, the shower screen.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
That is a good idea.
It bloody works well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hydrophobic.
Yeah, and the glass on the mirror, and the old mirror.
Exactly.
Proper stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody's actually used, and I can't remember it is, whoever it was, I'm really sorry, I've forgotten your name, it's been a long day, but thank you for posting it on the Car Boutique page, and it's got like a pair of white Adidas trainers and these ZG 365.
I saw that. Yeah, I did see that.
Mate, he's good. When the sun hits them tomorrow, he's going to blind himself.
He needs sunglasses.
He's literally going to need new retinas.
I would have gone in with leather cleaner or leather shield.
Leather shield. Well, I did suggest that.
Did you?
Yeah. It was like, interesting. Novel use of a product it's not designed for, but...
I did use leather cleaner yesterday on my shoes.
Yeah, leather cleaner's brilliant.
Mate, it was amazing. I'm on the little scrubby pads.
Yeah. Yeah, leather cleaner is awesome. Well, this is it. I like our sofa at home. Leather cleaner, leather shield.
Like it.
Done.
Here we go then. What is the best product in your range for you personally? What do you enjoy using the most?
Enjoy using the most?
Yeah, like
are we talking right across the entire range?
Yeah, let's go for the entire range. One product. Right, here we go. One car cleaning product.
Right.
If you could only use it for that, that's the only product you're allowed. What are you using?
To clean, not protect.
We'll go clean and then protect.
If it was to clean,
yeah,
it would be Nano shampoo.
Okay.
For washing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
No, it's good stuff. Protect.
If I was really pushed into the corner at the moment, it was like you can't use anything else ever again. It'd be ZG365.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
That will be magic, just because of ease of use.
How easy it is. How quick you can get it done.
Yeah. And like, if I wasn't a detailer, that's what I'd use.
Yeah, 100%.
Obviously, if I was in a professional sense, i.e. I run a detailing business, and you can only have one product, as a Q9 all day long.
No, I agree. I think it's a G365 for me, because I enjoy using it. It's easy to use. The finish it gives is just amazing, isn't it?
Off the chain.
Second to none.
Love it.
Yep.
I like the fact that people are trying to pick it apart at the minute.
That shows how good it is, though. And I mean, there's other competitors bringing out products, and they're not up to.
Listen, things will get improved upon. That's always the way, you know. That's called innovation and development.
Yeah,
I haven't got an issue with that, but yeah, we've had some interesting conversations over the last couple of weeks with people, and it's like, oh, you know, what about this? You do know where this was developed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just in-house.
yeah, it's been done properly, hasn't it? Was it with Manchester University, was it?
Yeah, it was with Manchester. Graphene Engineering Innovation Centre.
Yeah.
The people who invented graphene.
They kind of know what they're talking about, don't they?
Kind of know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Well, it's like up there. If you look up, I don't know if you've ever... Have you ever seen that?
No.
That certificate?
No. University of Hull.
University of Hull certificate. For accelerated weather testing on nanoglaze.
Was it 4,000 hours?
4,000 hours of continuous exposure to heat, UV, water, humidity, blah, blah, blah. And it says at the bottom, theoretically, obviously, but equates to 20 years of exposure to the elements.
It's ridiculous.
And it still works.
Nanoglaze. I do like nanoglaze.
20 years. Obviously, there's no chemical test involved in that. I mean, no chemicals will have an impact on the product, but that's from the University of Hull. That's not us saying it does it.
Yeah, no, independence, isn't it? That's the independence. Yeah, different if you were just to do it, but
side dish then. What's your side dish? Come on, go on.
Sag paneer.
Yeah.
Sag paneer side dish. It's got to be. What's your naan bread?
Oh, peshwari.
See. This might make you a bit weird. Cheese naan. I love a cheese naan.
Cheese and garlic naan.
Yeah.
Cheese and chili garlic.
No.
Cheese and chili.
No, cheese and garlic.
Cheese and garlic naan.
I do like a cheese naan, though. I bet you order a pudding as well, don't you? You know, like the little penguins.
Do I look like I eat a... No, I'm stuffed out on
there's
beer,
ice cream
beer and curry.
Yeah, the best way to be, isn't it?
So, well, Cobra or Kingfisher?
Kingfisher over Cobra.
Mate, high five that one. We'll have that. Kingfisher's
amazing.
It's got
to be Kingfisher over Cobra. Yeah. You can't find it many places, though, can you?
Cafe Larage in Chipping Norton.
It's only out in Wales I can ever get it. In the garages in Wales.
Well, there we go. It is my Father's Day treat to go this Saturday evening.
It's Father's Day this Saturday?
No, Sunday.
Is it really?
Yeah, you better.
Cheers for that. Got any car cleaning products?
Neil, your dad's name, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
Neil,
sort something out.
Harry had forgotten it was Father's Day. I have reminded him for you.
Oh, is it really?
It is, yeah. You're done, mate.
What do you reckon Jake's getting you then? What are we going for?
I know already.
Oh, go on.
So, Jake, because he's a great son, has left it up to his mum to sort out. No, not really. I know what I'm getting. I'm getting a gift voucher for a specific shop in Banbury.
Oh, no, what shop that is?
It's not that shop.
Isn't it?
No.
What are you boring for?
Not that kind of shop.
Oh.
No, so that's what I'm getting, I think. That's what I've asked for.
Oh, that's all right then, mate. Got ideal.
Got a few bits to get.
Nice.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah, that's the shop I thought it was going to be.
Shop.
Yeah. Bang, bang, skinny pop.
Bang, bang, skinny pop.
Oh, mate.
On that very elusive discussion, Auto Perfect, what's next for you guys?
Going forward, into tractors mainly, mate. I'm loving it at the minute.
Yeah.
Doing some good business. Looking at doing protective coatings on them now.
I think there's a good market for
them. Yeah, we got something in the pipeline. We're keeping quiet at the minute. Sort of setting up a different business as well. So, still cleaning related, just doing not cars, not tractors, something else.
Right, good.
So, we're going to keep that loose.
Keep that elusive.
I'll tell you as soon as we finish,
I know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I told you because I need to see if you can source me the stuff in Bingham.
And the answer was yes.
Yeah, okay.
Of course it is. All right, good.
Yeah.
So,
no, thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming in again.
Again, my weekly visit, my weekly coffee.
Drinking our coffee.
Stealing your water and your forks.
Mate,
I'll give you this fork back. I promise I'll go and wash it. It's not going in the van. It's still in the van.
Is it still in the van?
Yeah.
I bet it ain't washed up.
No, it hasn't.
You keep that one. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for your help. Genuinely, we really appreciated your help at Waxstop.
It was a great time.
And we had a giggle, so let's keep it going.
Yep, let's go.
All right.
Right.
Nice one, Harry.
Catch you later.
Adios, amigos.